You are listening to Visit Longford, Ireland's hidden gem. The interview podcast series with tourism providers in County Longford. The lakes and the rivers of the Midlands are well known for fishing. And one operator, Aaron Maughan, has established a tourism business for visitors to Longford, as he explains to Trevor Winkworth on a recent visit out onto the Shannon.
I'm with Aaron Maughan. I'm on the Shannon. He's a pike fishing guide. I'm sitting in a very sophisticated looking boat, which he's going to tell me all about now. Aaron, tell me a little bit about pike fishing and the Shannon.
Yeah, well, as you say, my name is Aaron Maughan. My business name is AM Pike Guiding, and we operate on the Shannon River and Shannon System and surrounding lakes. The boat is an Alumacraft. It's an American boat. Brought over in 2008. That's the beast we use to bring in all the Irish pike.
Now, we're on audio, so obviously people can't see the boat. Maybe a sort of description. I know that sounds silly, but you've all sorts of sophisticated, looks like a harpoon gun. I know it is.
Yeah.
Just explain a little bit about what's on the boat and what...
Yeah, well, the main boat itself is an Alumacraft Classic 165. It's a 17-foot boat. Then we've got a few gadgets on it. One of them you're seeing here in front of you is the fish finder. It's a hummingbird, very sophisticated piece of tech. It helps us find the fish, and once we find the fish, then the task of catching them, that's up to us.
I've no idea. How does it find the fish?
Yeah, well, it sends down these pulses of infrared light and the likes of which, and it sends up a signal very similar to the way a bat would see. But then it translates to us a 3D image. And once we have that 3D image, we can actually differentiate between the bait fish and the predators, the pike themselves, along with trout and perch. Once we know where they're living, then it's very easy to catch them.
that makes it a lot easier. And then, as you're saying, I was saying, like, you have a lot of equipment on board. So again, just run through...
Yeah, so we've got the fish finder there, that's in the middle of the cockpit with me. Then we've got the electric engine up the front, the harpoon gun, as you call it. Basically what that is, it's an electric engine. It's controlled by remote control, little necklace I have around my neck. And when we're casting or doing slow manoeuvres, we use that engine. It's much quieter, so the fish won't hear us as well.
And then you have various rods and...
Yeah, this time of the year, because it's so cold, we've swapped over to static dead baiting. So we basically sit out there with dead fish for bait, and we just wait for the float to go under. And that's how we do it this time of year.
Okay. Now, the fish, pike, I know sometimes it's had a sort of a bad name, but tell me a bit more about the pike and the other fish.
Yeah, well, pike would be the apex predator in Irish waters. They're top of the food chain. They get a bad rap because they eat the other fish, but every ecosystem needs its predator. It keeps population in control and disease down, which keeps the water systems themselves healthy. The other two predators that we fish for would be trout and perch, which also eat other fish, but much smaller fish, so they don't get quite as bad a rap.
And size-wise, now, I remember as a kid seeing like a 25-pound pike,
quite a nice pike
in a bar in Mullingar, like... Today, in today's world, what would you typically be catching?
Yeah, well, that's what we're aiming for. We're still aiming for those big pike. Now, depending on the time of year, we have different goals. Spring and summer, we're aiming for lots of smaller fish. Autumn and winter, we're not looking for so many fish, but we're looking for a real big one, like that 25-pounder you saw in the pub in Mullingar.
And what's the biggest some of your clients have...
By weight, 24.6 is the heaviest fish to the boat, and by length, 115 centimetres.
That you've caught?
Yeah, that's what we've had on the boat so far.
And
we've had the few that got away, but we won't talk about them.
Okay. And if, when, like, you keep them, or sometimes...
No, what we do is we're basically looking... What people get out of it these days is records. So their biggest fish, their longest fish, that sort of stuff. So when we catch the fish, all we do is we get the hooks out, we take a few pictures, a few measurements, and then we release it then to hopefully catch it another day.
And now we're in Dromode, which is a lovely spot, where you go on the Shannon. Where else might you take people?
Yeah, so basically my main water would be the Shannon system, all up and down it. But there are times when the Shannon system isn't fishing so well, so we fish the surrounding lakes. I'm based in Longford, but I cover the Midlands, so I could be in any county in the Midlands from week to week, just depending on where the fish are biting best.
Are you all year round, Aaron, and typically who might be your client that would give you a ring and want to come out in the boat?
Yeah, well, we operate all year round. Not everyone does, but we do. And the specific reason for that is you've got your traditional pike season in the autumn and winter. That's when most people go out looking for a pike, especially a big one. But as well, in the spring and summer, you get people that would be maybe a bit new to fishing, and that's a great time to bring new people out and teach them in much, much more comfortable weather. Might even get a few more fish. Although small, they might get a few more and get them started on the road to pike fishing.
And would you have kids out, families? How many can you take on the very nice boat I'm sitting
yeah,
on?
Yeah, well, we operate the cheapest version of our work is the one boat system, but we also do group days as well where I can get other guides with their own boats as well. So we can actually take out a group of any size, given enough notice.
So, Aaron, just somebody wants to contact you, what's the best way?
Well, the past few years we've been operating through Facebook and Instagram under the name AM Pike Guiding, Aaron Mon Pike Guiding. We're actually developing a website now, it should be ready in the next week or two, same name, AM Pike Guiding.
Open for business.
Open for business, 24/7.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Visit Longford, Ireland's Hidden Gem podcast, brought to you by Longford Tourism, recorded by In Hand Guides.